is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information is on the website, and there's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Aaron is engineering the broadcast, and John Reagan's with us in Studio D for Dallas. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning, John Reagan. John, you know, for the last 3 years, on the radio and at the meetups, I've been discussing events that could happen in our future. And so today I'd like to say, what would you do if you thought an event would happen in our future? A power grid failure? Is that possible? Is it probable? Is it likely that a portion of our power grid will go down in the next 5 years? What would you do, class? What would you do if you believed that there were just a 50% chance that the power grid would go down sometime in the next 5 years? Let's add to that. Let's say, what about an economic collapse, the kind of collapse that John Reagan talks about, that I believe will happen also? We are both certain of it. So what if you thought that there'd be an economic collapse and a 50% chance that would happen in the next 5 years, or social unrest, or a drought, or war, or a biological release, either accidental or deliberate? How about a massive flu epidemic? Massive. How about a trucker strike? How about if the temperature went 20 degrees higher in the heat of the summer and we hit 120 degrees? What about water restrictions? How about travel restrictions? How about if the roads buckled and you couldn't get where you wanted to go because the roads buckled because of the heat? What about an electromagnetic pulse? What if the temperature dropped 20 degrees below its typical coldest point? Now, if you thought that there was a 50% chance that some of these events could happen, what about the additive effect of all of those possibilities and probabilities? What if you thought it was going to happen in 5 years? What if you thought it was going to happen in 4 years? What about 3 years? What about if it would happen in 2 years? What if you thought that the things that I just mentioned, and there are a lot more, what if it would happen in 1 year? Or they would happen in 1 year? Or this year? So here's my question, and it's an open-ended question for you and your family to talk about. If you thought that there was a 50% chance that some or all of those events would happen, would you do anything about it? Would you? Or would you be like those who, in the height of the storm, run to Home Depot and try to buy a generator to find out that they're all sold? Or buy the gas cans, those red gas cans for 5 gallons, at the Chinese factory outlet during a storm, and you find out that they've all been sold? What would you do? Would you buy food? Would you buy long-term storage food, like freeze-dried food from the freeze-dried guy? This is not a commercial. Would you have water storage containers? Now, I helped John Reagan pack for his move from Springfield, Missouri to Dallas. John Reagan packed empty bottles that he was going to reuse for water storage. That's how important it is to him. He brought the empties with him because they were that important. Makes a lot of sense to me. But my question to you, and it's a very serious question, and I asked this question over the weekend. We had a little get-together. What would you do if you knew in your heart that the possibility of these events would happen within 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 year or this year? Would you do anything? I believe the number is 3%. I believe that there are only 3% of us that are actually paying attention to what's happening around us. I looked out the window last night. I looked at the moon. It was all hazy. Why? Because yesterday they sprayed chemtrails all over the Ozark Mountains, horizon to horizon. So naturally, they feather out and we got chemtrails. I noticed that people are having breathing problems more and more and more. I know people are sicker more and more and more. The signs are all around us. What would you do? You have all the information you need. What you can do is you can say, you know, the government's buying bullets enough to kill five of us each time. The government has bought enough bullets to kill each one of us five times. Why are they doing that? Why are they buying coffins for us? Why are they setting up these camps? Why is the EPA not protecting the planet, at least in the United States? Why? The signs are all here. They're right in front of you. Are you going to do anything about it? Or are you just going to go on vacations? Are you going to waste your money? Are you going to do things for immediate pleasure the way politicians do? Or are you going to plan? I'm just asking. I know what I'm doing. I'm doubling and tripling down right now in all of my preparation efforts. Yesterday, I spent time with the transit. And we are positioning exactly where our barn is going to be located. And we're talking about how much concrete, where to put it, how to put it, the best way for us to install our barn to protect our animals and our equipment, because we think rough times are coming. Rough compared to now. Now are the good days. John Reagan, do you have any thoughts on what I just said?
Well, everybody knows the government will take care of us. And if it gets really bad, we'll just be raptured out of here.
You know, John, I know people who are just saying, I just can't wait for the rapture. Well, I can. Believe it or not, I can wait. I'm not in any hurry. And the way I say it, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek. I say, you know, I've got more taxes I want to pay. Actually, I'm not crazy about paying taxes. And I only know like one person who likes paying taxes, and that guy's an idiot. But... And that's because he's on the receiving end of more than he pays. But I'm not looking forward to getting out of here anytime soon. I'd like to live to be 140 if possible.
Yeah, you know, Stan Deo is a pre-tribber, and he is deep into preparation.
Yes, he is.
And part of that is because, as much as he studied it, he knows he could still be wrong on that part. And even if he's right about pre-trib, what can happen between now and then?
Yeah.
You know, we are so used to having small disasters, you know, like Katrina or the tsunami in the Indian Ocean. We think of those as large disasters today because that's all we've seen in, you know, the last few centuries. But history shows us that these things do happen on large scales, and when they do happen, lots of people die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm very concerned, and I'm taking inventory of those things that I need to have more of. I'm talking about supplies for the farm, fertilizer, lime, things to take care of our animals, shelter, water. I'm not talking about just 2-liter bottles of water. I'm talking about, you know, thousands of gallons of water on storage for our animals, because I feel it's morally wrong to have animals in captivity and not protect and defend them. I think it's morally wrong. So they need vitamins, they need minerals, and they need it by the ton. And they need water by the thousands of gallons. A guy came over to visit the farm yesterday, and he said, what are those two tanks? They're concrete tanks. They're actually cattle waterers, and they're huge. You know, they're about half the size of a car or a truck. And I'm going to excavate and bury them in the ground so the cows can have 300 gallons of water at a time. And I've got these gravity, these large tanks. I'm going to feed it with gravity so that the water will run downhill without needing electricity to pump water to the cows. So I can pump 1,000 gallons or so of water at a time with a well pump through a generator, and then have it gravity feed, and that'll get me through part of a day. So those are some of the steps that I'm taking, because I believe that the weather modification is here for real. And until we're smart enough to stop it, we're all going to suffer. And, I was thinking today, I was getting ready for the broadcast, and I was thinking about all the aluminum in the air. And Dane Wigington said that there's so much aluminum in the air that cows are eating about a half a pound per year. Well, I remember back in the 70s when these new antiperspirants came out. I'm not talking about deodorant. I'm talking about antiperspirants. And they had aluminum in them. And the idea was the aluminum would clog up your pores so you would not perspire. So they were antiperspiring chemicals. I'm wondering if all the aluminum that's raining down on us, these nanoparticles of aluminum, I'm wondering if they are plugging up our pores. I'm going to ask Dr. Sheely about that on Wednesday. I think it's true. John Reagan and I are going to be right back. Boy, you've got a list of class topics that you really need to stay with us for. John Reagan, we'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we got a meetup tonight. And meetup tonight, Ziggy's. Tim Starks is going to be with us. He's the CEO of DataQuest. And we're going to talk about beyond preparing, ensuring your ability to prepare and buy and trade for whatever you need. I'm not talking about buying insurance. I'm talking about taking the steps necessary to make sure that you are organized to a degree with your community that you will be able to survive and get through to the other side. Serious topic tonight. I suggest you bring friends and family. That's tonight, Ziggy's, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Tim Starks, CEO of DataQuest, will be with us. And also, Mike Ma. Mike Ma is back in town, and he's been traversing the countryside, coast to coast, and he's going to tell us what's going on in his life. And he's going to share some stories, as Mike Ma always does. That's tonight, Ziggy's. It's always free. And if you'd like to have dinner with us, you certainly may. Dinner starts at $5.99, or you can just have something to drink or dessert. John Reagan. So what's first on your class topic list today?
Well, I want to catch up a little bit. I've been meaning to tell you, our house has two dishwashers, Becky and me.
Mm-hmm. I knew that was coming.
You know, you won't even have
two dishwashers
queued up. You know, when I'm on, that rim shop needs to be ready anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of a learning experience. So got kind of spoiled to having the automatic dishwasher. And
yeah,
when things hit the fan, you're not going to have those anymore. And this is,
well, you might, John, you might have it, but you might have the dishwashers, the electric dishwashers, but you might not have the energy to run it. I guess that's what you're saying.
Storage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, you're absolutely right. And that's what I've been talking about.
And, you know, I've told you that I'm not seeing the chemtrails here in Dallas. And that has also led me to believe that that was part of what was happening to me in Springfield. After moving to Missouri, I started coughing more. Mm-hmm. And also in conjunction with the last move in July, we have an occasional skin infection in those places that are damp and moist and like to get, you know, occasional bacteria or fungus anyway. And we have an olive leaf product that usually after one or two applications will wipe that out. Well, mm-hmm. I finally got a brand new bottle of that a couple of months ago. We went through a whole bottle, and it still hadn't wiped it out. So after moving to Dallas, in less than a week, that cough went away. And in about mm-hmm. a week, without any treatment, that skin condition's gone away.
So it has to do with moisture.
Yeah. And that's with being hotter here and doing the move and sweating and not even taking showers as often as I do. Sometimes instead of every day, it'll end up being every other day. Yeah, I should have had a worse case of whatever this was.
Yeah.
But no. It's been interesting. Tomorrow, we're looking at highs of 65 here in Dallas with lows in the 50s. It's just a one-day thing, but it's kind of unusual. And if you happen to see downtown Dallas tomorrow morning, you'll see people wearing their parkas because that's just the way it is here in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
They think 50s is cold. And one other thing, totally off topic, that I would like to share. This Friday is a double anniversary for Becky. 22 years ago this Friday, that morning, she danced across the stage to get her bachelor's degree. And then later that afternoon, she picked up her MRS.
And I know what that is. As a matter of fact, I talked to her boys about how many young ladies are going for their MRS degrees. Yeah. So congratulations.
And she graduated from the same school that I got my undergraduate degree from. And it looks really, really good on paper. Here I am, class of 78, and she's class of 92.
John Reagan, Vin Finelli, will be right back. I'm going to talk about EMPs when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixa, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Grow Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we really do have some loyal members of our class. And we've been getting a rash of emails here in Missouri and phone calls saying that our students can't get to the listen line nor the internet feed at GCN. And I want to tell you, I just, during the break, I talked to our engineer, Aaron, and he is feverishly working on it, and the IT team is working on it. So bottom line is we have two feeds, stream number 4 and stream number 6 at GCN. Stream number 4 is not working. Stream number 6 is working, if that's of any help. Okay? John Reagan, back to you.
That seems to happen a lot when I'm on.
Okay. So, now, we were going to talk about EMPs and the grid.
And as usual, I've posted the resources for today on the news tab of the financialstateoftheunion.com. And we'll be starting off under the preparedness section. And this is an article that reports on last Thursday. the House subcommittee got a briefing on EMP. Mm-hmm. It's the Subcommittee on Cybersecurity, Infrastructure Protection, and Security Technologies, which is underneath the Homeland Security Committee in the House. And there's not really anything new in the report. It talks about EMP attack. It talks about the Carrington event where the sun produces the EMP. And it doesn't really matter a whole heck of a lot which one it is. It's still bad for the electric grid. With the financial state of the union, I wrote it in the order that we have a financial collapse. And given history, that usually leads to war, which we're on the verge of anyway. With today's nice toys that we have for war, one of them are EMP weapons. And with just a handful of these, I would say as few as 12 warheads, we could take out the entire worldwide electric grid. It's not pretty what happens after that. And this is one of those things that I talked about at the meetup. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that if you're having trouble sleeping at night, this is not going to help. I had done a calculation based on the wheat supply. I'd run across an article, well, it was probably back in 2007, that there was just a 60-day supply of wheat, or actually less than a 60-day supply of wheat available in the pipeline. And the way things operate today is working on this just-in-time delivery system. We don't warehouse and store foodstuffs or even retail items anymore. It's all designed to be produced and shipped to the store. In fact, in the store, it used to be if you went to the grocery store and something wasn't on the shelf, they'd go and look in the back. Well, they don't even do that anymore. If it's not on the shelf, they don't have it.
Right.
So
right.
Based on that, and later on I found a report from USDA on grain supply and demand, and it works out very close to that. There's roughly a 60-day supply of grain worldwide for current consumption levels. Now, we're constantly growing grain somewhere in the world, so it's been working out for us. However, if we have that disruption in the supply chain, which can either be caused by the financial collapse leading to EMP attack, or we have an EMP attack that leads to a financial collapse, it doesn't really matter which order they come in. It's still bad news. What does that 60-day supply buy? Well, 2 months is 1/6 of the year. That's just over 16.5% of the year. So if you wanted to feed the population for a year just based on what's currently in the supply chain, since we wouldn't have the equipment to go out and do the harvesting and processing that we're used to doing right now. I'm sure humans can do some of it, but not at the same levels. That means you could only feed 16.5% of the people for a year. Well, we still got the problem of once that's gone, what do you do? And I think it was April last year at the expo, Marjorie Wildcraft said that if you have anything other than a 100% failure rate raising food in the first 3 years, you have a green thumb. So
yeah,
we plan on...
And she's absolutely right.
Yes.
She absolutely is right.
If we plan on having at least 3 year lead time in learning how to do this, which on a personal level, if you're already raising all your own food, then you're ahead of the game. But if we're stuck, you know, the way things are today, things happen. Okay, now we've got 3 years instead of one. That makes it a 5.5% of the population that we can feed for 3 years. Well, we can't just pull that out of the supply chain to store up for that emergency. I'm saying at best we can probably remove about 10% of that. So 10% of 5% is 0.5%. And that translates into a 99.5% fatality rate. Now it's interesting.
John, did you say 99.5%?
99.5%.
Yeah, it's the same number I came up with too. Okay.
It was interesting that shortly after I made that calculation, I was at a seminar, and I haven't asked permission to use his name, so I won't. It's not a topic he normally talks about, but on any given meetup night at Ziggy's, you'll probably find at least a half dozen other people that were at the seminar that can corroborate what I'm saying. He told us that he was recently at a high-level meeting in Langley, at CIA headquarters. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know this guy had a CIA connection.
Right.
And before he went there, he thought that there might be a 60-70% fatality rate out of this. And he was told, no, it's 99.5%. Now, I don't know what the meeting was about. That was all he told us about it. But it confirmed that quick and easy calculation that I did.
Right.
And you can make adjustments for this personally by having a supply. To try to make a difference community-wise, that means getting enough people awakened, and I would say probably roughly 10 to 20%, so that they start growing their own food and that they would be able to grow enough to starve off the starvation, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and get past that hump, that death hump, where people wouldn't have food to eat.
John,
unfortunately,
that's the subject of tonight's meetup, building community, and by an expert survivalist. How to do it. That's Tim Starks, and he's going to be appearing for the first time tonight to teach us how to do that. By the way, Aaron, do we have a caller on line one? I believe we do. Let's try it. Hi. You're on USAPrepares.com with John Reagan and me, Vin Finelli.
Hi, Vin. This is John from NICSA. Just wanted to, we are today at 11:15 a.m. Our sheriff is going to have a meeting with our county commissioners about the new AMRAP that he has obtained from our federal government. And we've been very concerned about that. He's going to have the meeting today with them, and my wife's going to attend along with several other people from our property rights group that are going to probably be there. And then on Thursday, I've asked for a meeting, which I believe you're planning on to attending, that's here in Ozark also, discussing the situation with our sheriff and why we need an AMRAP unit in our county.
Now, let me make sure I understand. You're not saying we need one. You're saying, why does the sheriff think we need one? Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so
our sheriff believes that he's going to defend our county against the federal government, is what he's told me. But, one versus how many do they have?
Well, here's what I know about the AMRAPs. They weigh 16 tons or 32,000 pounds. They consume an enormous amount of fuel. They cost we the people $1 million each. And what these guys are doing, these sheriffs who are receiving them, they're receiving them for free, but there's no such thing as you and I have discussed, John Dollarhite, there's no such thing as a free anything from the government. There are restrictions, there are covenants, there are agreements that are made, and I have a feeling that these MRAPs are going to be parked all over, county after county after county, all over the United States, and they will be at the, they'll be stored at our expense in case the federal government wants them. And then the federal government can say, hey, remember those MRAPs? We're taking it now. And so they'll be already deployed all over the country.
And so I'm really... That the federal government, actually how it came down, how these were all came in existence is that the Pentagon went to the Congress and asked for $25 billion to be able to purchase these units. Congress decided to give $50 billion and make a double order. Now, once that double order was made, the Pentagon says, hey, we didn't need this many. So what they did is then they started DHS.
Hold that thought.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Because houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door devil reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, John Reagan's with us, the Financial State of the Union.com. John Dollarhite's on the phone. John Dollarhite, you are in Christian County, Missouri, and my understanding is that Sheriff Joey Kyle has an MRAP. He's going to be showing it off to the county government today, and on Thursday we're having an event at a Pizza Hut in Ozark where you have invited Joey Kyle, Sheriff Joey Kyle, to tell us what's going on with this MRAP, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and is your position that you like these MRAPs, or is your position that you think that there's no place in the county government for an MRAP?
I do not believe there's any place in county government, city government, municipality government to own one of these. This is a military vehicle, just along with military weapons. It's for the military. It's not for our local police departments. Mm-hmm. You know, so many of these, I try to always keep a positive attitude about our law enforcement agencies in the area. But as mm-hmm. many knows, you know, a lot of times these are, these deputies or these, police officers are couldn't hold a job at McDonald's, and so to have a fully automatic rifle in their hands and a 16-ton, you know, war machine is not what I think that we need.
They'll drive right through a house with it. You know, it's a tank without a cannon. It's
so many of them are
absolutely
equipped with 50-caliber machine guns on them.
Right. Right. So you've invited Sheriff Joey Kyle to be there. Now, I know Sheriff Joey Kyle. He was at the CSPOA convention, and I actually saw him do some good work. But I'm very interested in interviewing him at this event publicly. And I got a call yesterday asking me if I'd participate in doing just that. So I'm interested, and I don't know if I'm going to be hosting this event or not, but I will be there. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, thanks so much, John Dollarhite, for bringing that up. And I'll ring the alarm and invite everyone that is in the sound of our voice to come to the event. And tell us where it's going to be. Pizza Hut?
It's going to be at Pizza Hut in Ozark, Missouri. It starts at 7 o'clock.
On Thursday?
Yes.
7 p.m.?
Yep.
And Sheriff Joey Kyle is going to be driving his new acquisition to
that's what he has told. He asked me just a couple days ago if we would like for him to bring his MRAP with him, and I said yes.
Yeah, it's going to take 10 parking spaces at the Pizza Hut.
Well,
I'm looking forward to it. I will be there. John Dollarhide, thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
John Reagan, you know, does that really say who we at USA Prepares really are? We're a bunch of activists who are not willing to take it, who are, you know, does this take our time to go to these meetings and to expose the corruption within the United States of America? Does it take our time? Absolutely. Do we have the time to spare? No. Do we take the time away from other things? Yes, we do. Would we rather do something else productive? Yeah. But we are surrounded by criminals everywhere we look. And here we have a sheriff. We have a sheriff, a constitutional sheriff, who signed on to the CSPOA. Boy, I know I'm going to get in hot water with Sheriff Richard Mack about talking about this. But I'll tell you what, I got a problem with our sheriffs having MRAPs. What are they thinking? What are they thinking? Are they ready for a showdown with the federal government? Is that what this is for? Come on. This is crazy. And if I'm ever elected sheriff, I'm not going to accept an MRAP. That's for sure. That's for sure. But I will build a posse. And that's for sure. And I'll broadcast from jail cell number one. Because we won't need it. Man, we're in a lot of trouble. John Reagan, we come back. Let's continue the discussion about preparedness. It's about as serious as anything can get. I'm really concerned. This is USAPrepares.com.
I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.